Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 10th of October 2025. Today's topic is The Christian's Boosts, Part 8 Charity. Our text is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 to 9. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Key verse, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. And to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Charity is also known as love. It is one of the key components of the fruit of the Spirit that a Christian is expected to bear. The characteristics that make up the Christian's boosts or spiritual tonics end with charity love. This is because love is the fulfillment of all the laws of the Bible. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, confirms that the whole law and prophets can be summed up into two parts, namely love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Secondly, love your neighbor as yourself. If you love God, then you will delight in keeping and obeying his commandments. Then loving your neighbors would be easy for you. When you love others as yourself, you will not steal their properties, you will not fight with them, neither will you want to do anything that will hurt them. This is why you must desire and strive to possess this great Christian virtue, love. God is love. This means it is an essential part of God's nature. He loves us in spite of all of our sinfulness, and he made the ultimate sacrifice to save us from our sins. Once we receive the Lord as personal Savior and friend, we can love others with God's type of love. To love others is to value them very highly and to desire God's very best for them. When our lives show love, they will also be producing other spiritual fruits that will boost our growth and prepare us for heaven. Prayer for today. Lord, fill my heart with love. Amen. Further reading, Romans chapter 13 verses 8 to 10. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.